the first thing you're going to do is swab your nose, and you're going to go as far as you can until you feel resistance, okay?
It's a warm, sunny afternoon. Rosalina Gonzalez has picked the perfect time to visit a drive-up coronavirus test location at Moorpark College because there's no line.
You're going to go in circular motion for 10 seconds in each nostril.
Health officials in the Central and South Coast have worked out many of the bugs which initially plagued the coronavirus testing process. In Ventura County, more than 110,000 people have been tested. Testing capacity is now at the point where anyone can get a test, even if they don't have symptoms or possible exposure to someone who's come back positive.
Right now in Ventura County, because we have been able to secure enough capacity, anyone that wants to get tested at this point in time, we have the capacity to test. So nobody is turned away. We're happy to test anyone that enters any of our drive-through sites. We have a good contract with our lab that we're working with. We've got plenty of capacity. We want people to get tested if they feel the need.
Patrick Maynard is director of Ventura County's Office of Emergency Services. The county's 4, soon to be 5, drive-up test sites are free and you don't need an appointment. The only requirement is that you're a Ventura County resident or work in the county. Maynard says they've been able to reduce the time for getting your test results down from around a week in some cases to a few days at most.
If you get tested during the week, our turnaround time is as quick as 2 days, sometimes even a little bit faster. If you get tested on a weekend, and particularly a Friday or a Saturday, our lab does have limited hours on the weekend, so we do see an extra day or so added to that. So sometimes you can have results in the range of 3 to 4 days on a weekend if you get tested late in the week. But if you get tested on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, generally you get those results within 2 days, sometimes even quicker.
Jonathan Kuo is a paramedic with American Medical Response who manages the Moorpark College test site. He says they've reconfigured and expanded it to reduce which at one point were hours-long waits.
We're swamped. We're getting up to five-hour lines. Here now, the most people will wait now is about 20, 30 minutes, sometimes up to an hour. We've really sort of streamlined the process with, we've got new technology, we've got a lot more staff. We register people, we just scan their ID, it populates all their information, get them up there, get them tested, and we get them out of here within like 2 to 5 minutes. And so it's a lot faster than now we're getting people out of here. People are a lot happier.
And if you haven't done one of the tests yet, it's easier than you think. You administer it yourself.
You go to our first tent, which is where we take the demographics, which is just for tracking purposes. Then you drive up to the second tent, where we demonstrate where to do the test for you guys. We have a swab at the end of the stick that we give you. You swab each nostril for 10 seconds in a circular motion, going far up enough to where you feel like you're going to sneeze or it makes your eyes watery. When you're finished swabbing, unscrew the cap. Place the swab inside the vial, and then you snap the stick in half at the black line that you'll see on the swab, so it fits inside the vial. Then you'll screw the top back on, and then you will put it in a bag that we'll have open and ready for you. That's basically all you do.
Willem Markowitz is an EMT with American Medical Response. She describes what the test feels like.
You do tear up and potentially sneeze, but the process is only 20 seconds long when you're actually testing, and it really is not too bad. I do it every single week just to make sure that I keep myself safe, as do many of my other coworkers here.
Danny Killips is with Gold Coast Ambulance and is helping with the testing. He says people driving up to get tested for the first time are sometimes a bit nervous.
A lot of people think it's the original nasal swab test that you have to go super far back in your nose. They think it's going to be painful, but we try to assure them that you don't have to go that far back. It's usually not painful. It's just a little bit uncomfortable.
Rosalina Gonzalez of Simi Valley says it isn't a big deal. She was tested once and was negative and now just took her second test.
I live with somebody has it, but thanks God I didn't get it.
How was the test?
It's easy.
Were you nervous about it at all?
Not really.
Are you afraid of getting it?
Yes. Yes, I pray every single day, because I see it everywhere.
Ventura County is operating 4 drive-up test sites from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. They're at Moorpark College, Oxnard College, Ventura College, and at the old Ford dealership in Santa Paula. Next month, the county is opening what's expected to be a long-term test site at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. Again, free testing is available for everyone who lives in or works in the county. There's also testing by appointment at state testing sites at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center, the Thousand Oaks Library, and 7 clinics in the county. The situation is a bit different in Santa Barbara County. The county's test sites have been overwhelmed for the last few weeks. So testing is only currently available for those with symptoms, those referred by medical professionals, and for first responders and healthcare workers. In Moorpark, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.